Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
What about my crew?
The anomaly, my ship, my crew. I suppose you're worried about your fish, too. But if it puts your mind at ease, you've saved humanity once again.
Now let's all get drunk and play ping pong.
On November 13th, Felix Unger was asked to remove himself from his place of residence. That request came from his wife. Deep down, he knew she was right, but he also knew that someday he would return to her. With nowhere else to go, he appeared at the home of his friend Oscar Madison. Several years earlier, Madison's wife had thrown him out, requesting that he never return. Can two divorced men share an apartment without driving each other crazy?
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Ira Melk, and Steph Swain, and Jeff Leboff.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 32 of Radio Labyrinth. My name is Tim Andrews. To my left is Ira.
Hi.
Ira Malkin is his name. To my right is Stephanie.
What's up, fool?
Steph Swain, we call her. And last but not least, who wasn't here last week for the Dave Willis episode, Jeff Leboff.
How could you?
Tim, I am your father.
I knew it.
Oh, jeez. Hey. Oh, jeez.
Could you imagine if my dad were Darth Vader? Well, I don't know if you want to join the dark side. It's okay if you don't.
He's the ambivalent Vader.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, it's been a long week, I guess. Jeff's Flight of the Conchords last week instead of doing the Dave Willis episode, which sucks for him because he's a big fan of Dave Willis, aren't you?
I'm a big fan of Dave Willis.
Yeah.
And we didn't ask any of your questions?
Nope, didn't ask a single
question.
Well,
screw you. You should have been here.
I should have.
Well, you want to run through them now and
see what Dave, we missed? Call in and answer those questions.
Yeah. I really dug. If you haven't heard last week's episode yet, and I'm pretty sure probably most have, Dave was great, man. He was a great guest, and he certainly was funny as shit when he started going into Carl.
Yeah, out of that Carl at the end. That was great.
It was so surreal.
Crocus.
Just have Carl like right there.
Yeah, and looking at, well, I had to close my eyes so I could see fat, bald, New Jersey Carl.
You know, mostly I'm into vinyl, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck with season
not,
two.
No, not the HBO show. Oh. All my old records.
Yeah. What are some of your favorite records?
None of the reissue. I don't like the reissue or the remaster. You know, they're trying to go into my pocket again.
Yeah.
I go to the old stuff until the needle just goes right through the record, dude. I like Mississippi Queen. That's the only thing I like about the South, that song, Mississippi Queen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. Yeah. And I think you do, Tim.
Yes, I do.
But you know what's funny, though, to me, though, kind of same with you, whenever he does the voice, mm-hmm. in a way, he does. Like, his face,
oh, yeah,
everything
he becomes,
changes.
He becomes Carl, yeah, definitely. And he becomes Meatwad when he does Meatwad.
He did that for a second. I was like, oh, I want more of that.
But I ended up doing a lot of tweeting about it, and I tagged, remember in one section, one of the conversations we had was about awkward celebrities with people that we
right,
that we
that
liked.
Great story about David Cross. And
oh, the Dave Cross one.
Kissing his business card.
Kissing the business card and putting it in his pocket. That was fucking great. But no, the Todd Barry one where he was drunk and he couldn't remember or whatever. And so I tagged Todd Barry, and I got a tweet from Todd Barry that said, what did Dave say about me? I'm a nice guy.
No way.
So hopefully he gave it a listen and shared it with all of his comedy friends, and we're going to be in the top five podcasts of all, right behind
WTF.
Yeah, WTF.
Right, oh, you haven't heard? We're already there.
Yeah. Well, he's going to have more time to do that now, I guess, because he's not doing the show anymore.
Yeah, it ended weird.
What ended? I never watched
Marin.
It.
Marin. Yeah, it ended weird.
Were his ratings down or something?
He just quit doing it.
Yeah, he just said that he told the story he wanted to tell, and that was the end.
Yeah.
You know what? You can't blame people for that.
Mm-mm. I bet if Louis was still doing his show, Marin would still be doing his show, too.
Why?
Just because.
Rivalry?
Like, they're long going.
Louis's not doing his show. I'm not going to do my show either.
But no. Louis is doing a show, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does not anyone watch it?
Louis.
The Horace and Pete? I mean, didn't he get nominated for a bunch of Emmys? And I mean,
it's not a comedy, though.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
Comedy?
I don't know.
There's just not enough time for me to watch every possible show that there is, especially now, you know, that, no, it's not, not with Amazon and Hulu and all these fucking networks you never heard of in your life.
No, I said it's impossible.
Oh, yeah, it is impossible.
I would have to quit work.
That's why. Well, hey, man, I don't need to work. I got to watch shows.
Roadies is on, man.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. There's a marathon of King of the Hill on cartoon, whatever.
I don't have I don't have time to watch anything I've seen before.
No,
I always
I
watch it.
I can't rewatch shit. Yeah,
I can't watch old King of the Hills. I can't watch old. Occasionally, I'll watch old Futurama.
I did rewatch Eastbound just because Vice Principals was coming up.
I record shit that I've already seen and watch it again. South Park.
That's why you're not caught up on Preacher and stuff.
Well, I am caught up on Preacher now.
You weren't when I wanted to talk about it.
Yeah, well.
I mean, I have a clause for rewatching shit that I've already watched, which is if it's at the end of the night and I've already watched something new and I'm flipping around for a second afterwards, if there's something on that I want to watch, if it's already on TV, I can watch it.
Okay, I can get with that.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, TV to me and movies and shit are like albums and songs. So if you listen to Dark Side of the Moon maybe once a year. So here's my theory about that. Dark Side of the Moon, The Wall, any of those albums where the singles have been played until you can't fucking stand the song or the band or anything about them anymore on stations like, well,
yeah,
every radio station since, you know, whatever. I mean, that's their job is to play the same shit over and over again. But when you feel like it and you're in a mood, you put an album on that you want to listen to. I feel that way about real good movies and good TV shows, yeah. I think I probably overdo it with, South Park's on? And I know I'm turning into an old person because I remember my grandmother every afternoon. This is my mom's mother. She would watch Magnum P.I., Perry Mason, then another episode of Magnum P.I., and it was the same show, and then Tool Time, whatever that show was called.
Matlock wasn't
Home
on
Home Improvement.
That?
No, Matlock was on, too. Yeah. And the Angela Lansbury show, Murder, She Wrote. All those old people shows from the 70s and 80s, but what was it?
Home Improvement.
Home Improvement, yeah. She loved that show. So I used to think, why do these people sit here and watch all these old shows that over and over and over again, and now I'm that guy. I'm like, oh, Seinfeld's on for an hour? All right, I'll sit here and watch
it. It's comforting.
Yeah. And Seinfeld now relevant to our upcoming conversation. Yeah. We started talking about Mr. Robot.
Yeah.
Season 2, the first two episodes are, I guess, on demand. They haven't aired, or have they aired?
They've aired.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Because they both recorded.
All right, so it's in full swing then, mm-hmm. the series. Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, I like that they had, and which, you know, I know that you guys don't care, but I am a fan of that rapper, Joey Badass, the one that's playing his little buddy.
Seinfeld
Junkie.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
What is his name?
Joey Badass.
No, the name of the guy. Here, I think I have it written down someplace.
The name of his character on the show?
Yeah, what's that kid's name?
I don't know.
God damn.
That I did not keep
it's
up
pretty
with.
Pretty surreal.
What is? It's his name?
Just that whole episode and that whole thing with him sitting with him in the restaurant and talking about Seinfeld.
Yeah.
God, I wish I had written down what the fuck his name is. Oh, Leon is his name.
Okay.
Leon. Here's my theory. Okay, let's just get right into it.
All
right,
go for it.
Everybody caught up. Everybody's watched Mr. Robot Season 2, Episodes 1 and 2 that aired back-to-back,
right? I've watched one, but go for it. Okay, don't no holds barred.
For all intents and purposes, Ira is caught up.
Yes.
Jeff, you are. I know that. Yeah. So, spoiler alert, if you haven't watched him yet, I'm sorry. But it's too
Christian
fucking...
Slater is Mr. Robot, spoiler alert.
Yeah, well, okay. He is. It's scary. Here's my theory about Leon.
Did you watch the hacking robot show after the first one?
No, I don't...
The piss poor Chris Hardwick knockoff?
I hate all those shows. Even Chris Hardwick is
after
like...
After the first
Who wants to talk about the fucking show long, you just yeah. watched?
Oh, is
they
he
had
doing
all
it?
The actors,
I like
well,
Talking
just for the,
Saul,
the,
but he only did one episode of that.
Just for the first episode they did it, and the guy was such a hack.
It's stupid.
It's not Chris Hardwick. It's somebody
no,
else.
Who started that whole dude. Fucking stupid phenomenon
Chris
about
Hardwick.
Talking Kirkwood. About shows?
Talking Dead?
Kirkwood?
I don't know, probably.
Who's Kirkwood?
Robert Kirkwood.
Kirkman.
Oh, Kirkman, yeah. I just don't... It's dumb. I know you guys
like
it.
What we're doing, basically.
I know, but it's immediately after the show. Can't like digest it yourself.
I guess.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, sometimes though, I watch a show, and you know, it's almost like when you watch the special features on a movie that you just watched.
Okay.
You always watch.
I never
it right
do that
after.
Either. I don't care.
Well, see, I do though. Like, I'll gain insight into. Oh, I get it. I see. Well, maybe I'm just a little dumb.
You're not dumb. Further, everybody does it.
I need
it,
shit explained to me a little better.
I guess I've done it. If I'm really interested and I can't figure it out for myself, I'll either go online or I'll watch that extra stuff. But it's always bored me. It's like, why even put it? I know that they put it on there, and it's interesting to a lot of people.
I can't watch extra stuff. I gotta watch 23 episodes of South Park.
To me, that'd be better. I don't give a fuck.
But sometimes I like Talking Dead whenever they have the actors on there.
Yeah.
And they give you their perspective of the role and you know, in the scenes and whatnot, because I love that
kind
of shit.
They had the actors on The Hacking Dead. They had Rami Malek and Christian Slater and Carly, whatever her name is.
Which, by the way, I wanted to ask is, Rami Malek, is he getting his hair cut at your, your barbershop? Like, because it really...
High and tight.
He's definitely got that.
I haven't seen him in Mary Todd.
But they had all of mom, but the dude that was interviewing him was so terrible asking questions and stuff. They were just sitting there like, whatever, man. Christian Slater tried to like take control a little bit and do some actual talking, but
shit, you think that guy'll be back for another one?
They only did that first one. I don't know if they'll do another one.
Maybe that's the reason they only did that first one.
They'll move it online with all the other shit that doesn't work. Go online and watch this crap.
But
I don't
the
know. Chris Hardwick is funny as shit, and those shows just don't do it for me. I don't know.
Midnight is amazing.
That is a funny show.
I think it's basically, if I watch something that I really like, I just want more, no matter what it is.
Well, they know that, and that's why they put it on there for you to consume.
Right.
You know, it's dessert.
Yeah.
You know, everybody needs dessert.
I get it.
It's dessert. So, Evil Corps, not totally down. That didn't work to take them down. They're getting government bailouts, and you see, I think that's probably accurate, but Elliot is hanging out. Elliot basically is in a home now. He's in with his mom, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he has a routine that he does every single day, that he wants to avoid being on the computer and avoid that whole thing that he just did. Meanwhile, his sister is still doing that shit, and I have some interesting thoughts about that. But this Leon guy, I think he is like his dad, not real.
Oh, yeah?
That very well could be.
And I think it's...
What about Craig Robinson? Is he real?
Craig Robinson is real.
Okay.
So when they're at the basketball game, and you see the confrontation that Leon has with one of the players, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that was really Elliot having the because this guy just constantly rambles and rambles and rambles. And I think what he does is he represents the nonsense part of Elliot's brain, while Christian Slater, his dad, keeps showing up. Mr. Robot keeps showing up.
That's a great. No, I'm sure you're right, because I mean, like, how would he meet him for lunch every single day?
Well,
for
breakfast,
dinner,
lunch, and dinner.
Yeah, I mean, come on, yeah.
And wherever he is, he's with him. But Craig Robinson is real, and I didn't know he was going to be on the show. It was a nice surprise.
It's a delight, yes.
He's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why. I don't recall. Why do you guys think he doesn't want to be with F Society?
Because he's like going mad, I think, and he's trying to stop that shit.
The order, okay. So when he's in that room and his dad, Christian Slater, keeps showing up, and then you know from his journal that he keeps shooting him in the head when he won't do what he wants. Is that internal conflict?
Oh, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is.
I mean, this show is so fucking layered and deep, it drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I love about it, is like, I mean, it's so open to your own individual interpretation.
Yeah. That's true. I have a weird interpretation about Darlene and the F Society people, too.
Yeah,
what's that?
Well, okay, so they go off and do a stunt after they just pulled off their big thing, right?
Where they had them burn that money.
Well, before that, they pull off a stunt, and they cut the testicles off of the Wall Street Bull.
Right.
Yeah.
Then they come back.
Very Fight Clubish.
Right. Yeah. And then while that's going on, Darlene takes this person's home over.
I love
by hacking into everything, the security system, the music, the TV, all that shit.
I love when she's standing there in her coat.
Yeah.
You know, her winter coat, because it's freezing in there.
Yeah.
Right.
She's the big lawyer for Evil Corps.
Well, it turns out, you didn't know that then, but then it turns out she does work for Evil Corps. And so Darlene takes over the place, and they're all in there, and they have the bull nuts, and you know, they're big golden bull nuts, right? And she is you know, angry or whatever in her room, and Darlene comes out and starts yelling at them, you know, we haven't won anything. We have to keep fighting. We're at war. So there's a couple things that I saw in that scene. In that one, she's like Moses.
Oh.
Okay? And they are the Israelites. And the bull, the balls represent the golden calf, and they're worshiping themselves. Movies. They're worshiping themselves in their and have created this, oh, we're, look at how cool we are. We cut these bulls off. So that's what they're worshiping.
I love it that it was because they were taking fucking selfies. They were taking goddamn selfies, and that's when she lost it.
I know, but instead of the greater cause. And so I just kind of got a weird thing. And because the show does have a lot of religious undertones, like from the Bible and shit. You know, from the fucking Bible, you know, like they talk about God and all that other shit.
They all turn to salt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I think it's like kind of like right out of Exodus.
Wow. Thanks for that, Tim.
But speaking of that scene, though.
That's my takeaway from this week.
I thought that was very enlightening.
Thanks.
You really have...
Nobody cares.
No, I do. I can't get that deep. I need you.
That's why you have to watch the extra at the end.
See, now you're talking about the extra shit.
Yeah.
I just love the direction of it.
I don't
know
if I'm right, by the way.
Doesn't matter.
I don't care if I am or not. That's what I take away from it. Like,
you're an intelligent man that can figure this shit out.
Stuff like The Sopranos, and Jeff and I watched the final episode of The Sopranos together, right?
Yeah.
We didn't get mad at the end of the show, did we?
No.
No. A lot of people did, though.
I know.
People got pissed. You know what, though? I knew right away what he was going for.
Yeah.
He didn't pick up the show with, you know, Tony falling out of his mom's vagina and then how he became a mobster.
Right.
It just picked up in the middle of his life and it ends in the middle of his life. Great fucking way to do a show. In and out.
Wasn't mad. I was just, yeah.
Well, you know, there was that disappointment there.
It was better than a lot.
It wasn't like Breaking Bad. You know, like Breaking Bad, that was I fully was satisfied with the ending.
Or
100%.
It also wasn't like Dexter, which was the worst ending of any show.
Ever. No,
Lost was terrible.
Saint Elsewhere. Worst ending of any show.
That wasn't that bad. Come on.
It was all a dream in that retarded kid's mind.
Okay, first of all,
he was autistic.
Autistic. Second of all, we don't say the R word.
Shut up.
Because we're Gen X. We can say it. We get a pass. He wasn't retarded. He was autistic. And second of all, he wasn't having a dream. He was just, because he's autistic, he had it in his head.
All these characters.
Inside of a snow globe.
Mark Harmon with AIDS. Denzel Washington, all these motherfuckers were in this globe.
Mark Harmon got raped, didn't he?
No, the
other guy got raped.
Vaguely.
This kid could have been the writer of that show.
Yeah.
Oh,
he made up all these characters.
All I know is
he got struck by lightning when he grew up and he lost his autism, so he was able to write it all down.
Exactly.
What the bullshit? I remember being 11 years old and I almost put my foot through a console TV. I was so angry. That was my first real, like, fuck you, TV. I was so into that show. And then the end of it, I just couldn't even believe it.
I loved the show. And by the way,
the end of it was horrible.
That season, that show needed to end 2 years before it did.
Fair enough.
It's like ER, you know? It's like, or not ER, but that, yeah, ER.
ER went on for quite a while.
And Grey's Anatomy, that show shouldn't be on anymore.
That show's
still
on.
You imagine? I mean, could you imagine being in that writer's room and then everybody agrees, yeah, it's all in a snow globe
of
the hospital.
It wasn't as dumb.
Okay.
All right, Patrick Duffy decides, I need to leave Dallas. Well, okay. So they do a whole season where he's not there because he's dead.
He's not in Atlantis?
And then, no, this was long after. Well, yeah, he had to go back to Atlantis and fight. So the end of the season, the final episode is Pam wakes up, Pam Ewing, played by Victoria Principal.
Right. Was she the one that shot JR?
She was so hot.
No, she didn't shoot JR. My God.
No, she was beautiful.
I
wanted to be her. Like, who didn't want to be? Girl wanted to be her.
You'd see her on the Celebrity Sleuth at the newsstand, and you found a way to shoplift that magazine if it was the last thing you did. Horking some jam. That's right. Why don't you explain what that means?
Yeah.
Horking is, you know, from Strange Brew. With, oh God, somebody horked our clothes. When their clothes
Strange
get
Brew.
Stolen out of the lager.
Yeah.
So that's where horking came from, and jam is J-O-M.
Oh, I got
jack
you. Off material.
Jerk off material.
We said jack off.
Jack off material.
Horking some jam. That's
Jeff was the master at horking jam.
Oh yeah.
He could wear a pair of sweatpants tucked into a pair of boots, with a coat on, and go into Cole's Pharmacy.
No, I never stole anything.
Yes, you did.
Statute of limitations.
Yeah, it's long gone. Plus, the place is closed, dude.
Right, so now you can say how you really did it.
Well, Bob Strong, the pharmacist, though, I know he's still listening to our podcast.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Statute of limitations still.
He and Mr. Mudge, the whole town gets together and listens, Mansfield, Pennsylvania.
Two of our boys doing good.
Our golden sons.
Except they don't have southern accents.
Chad, two of our boys have done well. Let's say, I'll meet you at the Cross Trail for the weekly listening to the Radio Labyrinth.
That Cross Trail is called some, like the Black Swan now or something.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Very la-di-da.
I'm glad that Jeff isn't horking some jam anymore in here.
Our jam budget was through the roof.
He personally closed down Cards and Everything.
Cards and Everything. My cousin went in there one time and said, Cards and Everything, huh? Y'all got French ticklers? I had no idea he was going to do it, and I just burst out laughing at the lady like, we don't have French ticklers. No, there was a store that was Cleveland's Newsroom was a good place to get comic books.
Work jam at
well, she was always staring at you.
The magazines were right there in front of the counter.
The nudie magazines?
But she didn't care if you looked at them. Didn't matter how old you were either. She didn't give a shit. She just sat there reading a romance novel.
They didn't have the paper bags over them or whatever.
No, they didn't have them covered in plastic yet. You could take them down and look at them and get your little, prepubescent boner and then go home, rub it against a tree.
Wait, you wouldn't buy anything?
Just your basic fare, like the Playboy Penthouse Club.
No, they had everything in there. Hustler, Wii.
Oh,
remember
it's very,
Wii?
Oh, wow.
OUI, Wii. Wii. Yeah. Gallery. Gallery was a good magazine because they had the local.
Harvey.
No, remember Gallery was one of the first that had like the local gal and you can vote. I mean, Hustler had Beaver Hunt, but.
Yeah. I had a Beaver friend.
a girl from our town was
Yes, she worked at Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Torpedo-titted Paula.
Yeah.
That was what it said in the
Torpedo-titted Paula.
It was a Polaroid picture of this girl that we knew who worked at the pizza place. She wasn't from our town. She married a guy that we grew up with.
She was from Tioga, which is basically our town.
Right, but her brother, we went to high school with her brother-in-law.
Right.
And her husband was older than us. His name, I'm not going to say their names.
Good idea.
But she said, but in the thing it said, Torpedo-titted Paula serves pizzas in Mansfield, Pennsylvania. And she's just holding her tits. and she had those big areolas. And I got
pepperonis.
They were more like salami. And I got to tell you that just because it was local, I had to crank one out. She wasn't the hottest, but I mean, you don't get that local flavor right.
In the pizza.
There. Yeah.
I think of the pizza too.
Pizza Hut.
Well, yeah, that's where I was.
Okay.
I remember when I was like 8, I found a...
Did you jerk off when you were 8?
I did not, but my cousin found a Playgirl magazine in the alley behind my aunt's house.
Remember when you used to be able to find porn like out in nature?
Yeah.
In the woods. People would just like throw it out.
Now you'd have to just leave a computer out there. Here's your porn.
And look what I found.
I can say it was very disappointing.
The dumpster down behind Super Duper, there'd be like boxes of porn in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
We used to have a cleanup day in our town, and Jeff found a 16mm porn movie.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, wow.
That became like some sort of...
Was it a snuff film?
Prized possession. I never saw it.
But you didn't have a projector. You just held it up to the light.
No, they had a projector.
Our friends had a projector, and so... Oh. But Tim had the movie, and he would never give it to me.
It's like an old school bachelor party stag movie. One of those deals.
We finally got it from Tim and watched it on the projector, and it was... I don't remember what it was about. I just remember it being black and white.
I feel like there probably weren't a lot of up-close shots.
No, it was a loop. It was one of those old 70s loops that you...
like big tits.
Yeah, and she's just dancing and stuff.
Yeah.
But I looked at it by looking through the light.
That's
and like,
yeah.
Couldn't coordinate it. It was a 16mm. I mean, a 35mm maybe. So we were talking about iRobot.
Yeah, so we got into this whole fatty Arbuckle
I don't know where we came... Hey, I never, ever used a bottle. Fatty Arbuckle. No one knows Fatty Arbuckle.
He just wanted to go down on that girl.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with
He went up on her. You know who Fatty Arbuckle is? Yeah.
I mean, I know the name.
Chris Farley was going to make a biopic of
That's why the Illuminati killed him.
That would have been very dark and creepy.
They can't let the truth about Fatty Arbuckle get out.
I wouldn't want to see Farley as Arbuckle.
No, it would be good, though. Farley's death. Come on. All right, where are we? We don't call it
Mr.
Radio.
Mr. Robot.
We don't call it Radio Labyrinth for
nothing. Well, since we're talking about all the 80s nostalgia, we can get into Stranger Things a little.
But wait a minute.
Well, hang on a minute.
I just wanted to say, we didn't even talk about the scene when he got the mask.
The childhood scenes.
Was.
Let's talk more about Mr. Robot.
But that was such a great scene with the Phil Collins, the tape.
And
they played
shit,
the whole
fucking song.
It was so, oh man. Yeah. Like you really felt like you were there in the crowd
Miami
watching
Vice.
It happen. That'd be In the Air Tonight, I believe.
No, but they played other songs too.
I don't remember that one. But anyway, it was perfect for that scene.
Yeah, definitely.
And the fact that it said that in the mask and, mm-hmm. you know, burn the money and blah, blah, blah. And
yeah, we didn't get to that part either. Okay, so, all right. So after my silly, you know, Moses Exodus theory as far as the bull and everything. But I think there's symbolism in shows like that. Sure. You got to look for it. If you want, if not, who the fuck?
No, I need you to.
You don't need me anything.
I wouldn't have thought of any of that.
You don't need me. What are you talking
That's
about?
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. So it progresses to where she gets them all riled up again, and they get another hack or whatever, and they get money. How much was it? Like $5 million.
5.9 or something.
$5.9 million that they take away from Evil Corps. And they get in the middle of the park, and you think that he's going to bust them or, you know, whatever it is. I had no idea that they were going to burn the money.
Yeah.
So she makes him dump the money out and put lighter fluid on it and set fire to it. And then that becomes the viral thing. So, you know, that's pretty damn cool. Although, if I'd been in that crowd watching
Why didn't they jump in and grab that fucking money?
That's what I said. I was watching it with KP. I said, there's no way those people would stand there and watch that burn.
Especially
they would kick
it. People were so pissed off about the banks. They couldn't get their money out of the banks. If there was that pile of cash laying there, people would have been all over that shit.
You know that scene with the lady who's in line at the bank?
Yeah.
And she's all pissed off. That's Big Pussy's wife.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
On the show or in real life?
Big Pussy or Little Pussy?
Big Pussy. Big Pussy. Pussy Bompincero's wife, the one on the show.
Yeah, you know, my wife, she's going to be in that Mr. Robot show.
Tony.
You hear that?
Could you not shoot me in the face?
Not the face, Tony.
Huh? What was her name, his wife's name?
I don't know.
Because she played a part in the show after Saul died. She ended up, like, running his shop, and she put money on the street. She became a Shylock, and that's when Carmella got all mad at Tony.
I don't remember.
I haven't watched Sopranos 150 times like you.
Oh, yeah. I know everything about it, except her name for some fucking reason. I just typed in Big Angie Bompincero was her name.
The one, that was a good scene.
I want to make sure, because you know I like to be 100% accurate on this podcast.
Remind me of Marianne from Brooklyn.
Huh?
Marianne from Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah.
In that scene.
Oh, she did, yeah.
You know?
It's her.
I want to ask, do you think that, I forget what her name is on the show, but Portia Doubleday, like, her character has really changed quite a bit.
Angela?
Is it Angela, where she's completely embraced working for E-Corp?
She wants to make money.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's like something, like, she doesn't want to, I feel like she doesn't want to think about her mom anymore. She doesn't want to think
I think she's, taken under the wing of that. That guy, bald guy with the beard.
Yeah.
Is he the head of Evil
Corps? He's like the Svengali, and he's completely, almost brainwashed her into forgetting what they've done.
And you can see why she would want to do that.
Yeah, she wants to escape reality, for one thing.
And she doesn't have the benefit of having multiple personalities or whatever that other guy, whatever her Elliot has.
Right.
I forget, how do they have a relationship?
They were both in that lawsuit, because his mom died. And so did hers. And it was from that chemical or some shit from Evil Corp or whatever. So that's how they knew each other, was from the lawsuit that went on for years and years, which they never won.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's why, you know.
Wait a minute. His mom is dead? Elliot's mom
is dead? Not his mom. Who died from it? There's something to do with him.
It was his dad, wasn't it?
Did his dad die from it? I guess maybe it was his dad.
Yeah, it must be.
Yeah, I guess it was his dad.
Who threw him out the window?
I guess it was his dad.
I threw my kid through a window listening to you two. Oh, man.
And they're rushing over to him. He didn't mean it. I didn't mean it.
Yeah. He didn't mean to hit me. it's a great episode. How did we get into that St. Elsewhere? What were we complaining about? How shows end?
How they end, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but before we go, how about the scene with Gideon in the bar?
Oh.
I was not expecting that.
Nope. Digging that show. I want to see more Craig Robinson. I want to see more Leon. I think Leon is cool sitting there talking about the first episode of Seinfeld.
And I want to know, what is Craig Robinson's deal? What does he want Elliot to do? Mm. And what were the, and, you know, and obviously he did something for him already. And was that Tyrell, obviously it was Tyrell that called him on the phone at the very end.
Yeah.
Where the hell has he been?
Mm-hmm.
Blah, blah, blah.
Well, he knows. He really knows. He just doesn't know. You know what I mean? That's why I love this show so much.
Yeah.
There's nothing like it on TV, so I'm fucking digging that shit.
Yeah.
Now, you guys are watching a show that I haven't started watching yet. It's on, what, HBO? What's that show? The Night Of.
Night Of.
Are you all into that?
I haven't watched the second one yet.
Watch the second?
Why don't you guys tell me, because I'm curious. Sean at the shop, I think he watches it.
It's like that Serial podcast.
It kind of is like Serial.
You need to tell me what that's about.
Well, so it's basically
Charms.
Like a murder mystery.
Like Serial Killer.
That you don't know really what happened, and you're trying to piece it all together.
Okay.
I mean, that's it at the basic core, right?
Yeah, it is.
It's just done very well.
Like I said last week, it's not anything you've never seen before. Yeah. It's just the direction, the writing. Uh-huh. I mean, that's what gets you. Yeah, the acting is top notch.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, John Turturro, too.
Turturro is fantastic. Oh, okay.
It was supposed to be James Gandolfini.
Exactly. That's, we talked about that.
Yeah. He was a producer?
Yeah.
He was going to play it originally, then De Niro was going to play it.
Yeah. Well, it's weird when you watch the first episode, the first thing you see is executive producer James Gandolfini. Mm-hmm. You're like, whoa, when is this from?
He must have fronted the money.
No, I think it was his project.
Or idea.
Yeah, and they decided
it's based on a British show, right? So it was his idea to make the American version.
That's where they give a posthumous producer's credit.
All right. We do a good job of making British shows over here.
We do.
Yes, we do.
Man About the House.
Exactly. Yep. You know what that is?
What is it?
What did Man About the House?
Don't know about that.
That was
come and knock on our
door. Yeah.
Oh, was it?
We've been waiting
Company?
For you.
Oh, shit.
Where the kisses are.
Hers and his. Three's Company, too. You'll see that life is a frolic and laughter is calling for you. Down in Out Rendezvous.
Regal Beagle.
Meet me at the Regal Beagle. We'll screw. Larry, that guy Larry, fucking everybody. Larry.
Oh, that's
so the Night Of. It's
Chester.
About this kid. It's a kid. He's like a Pakistani kid or something.
I'm out.
No, I'm kidding. I wanted to say one more thing. It was written by a guy named Richard Price, who's an author who I've read a few of his books, and he's a great writer. It's kind of almost like a modern film noir.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
Writer.
If you would have been here last week, Jeff, you would have known this was my pick, and I talked about it last week.
I heard you talking about it.
And then Dave, like, just grabbed an orange and shoved it in her face.
Tim didn't listen, apparently, so we got to fill him
in. I did so listen.
Tim was busy, man.
No, I was listening. I remember. I write everything down. When I get home, not tonight, but, you know.
Journal it like Elliot?
Tomorrow night. Yeah, I do journal it.
Dave Willis shot me in the head again.
Yeah. Dave Willis shows up, keeps telling me that I need to hack in it. I'm like, Dave, I don't know how to hack anything. You know what you're doing. Hey.
That was great when you guys both did the Squidbillies song back and forth each other.
Yeah.
That was with Ezra.
That's about
friend.
All I wanted to do, man.
That was great.
You know, I do voice, you know.
Did you watch the Squidbillies?
No, hang on. When we do on the show is we talk. And, you know, do voices and comedy and shit. But when Dave was here, it was like, I'm not even going to bother. Because it's like you're playing tennis. Like me playing tennis with, you know, like John McEnroe in his prime. It's just not going to work.
Oh, stop.
No. But you get better by doing that. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Right.
But, I mean, you know, with him in here, you know, it's just like I would feel forced is what I'm saying. So.
Yeah. No, you did just the right amount. Right. It was just that. But
that worked because it was fun and we both picked up on it.
Well, what voice were you doing it as, though?
I don't know.
It was what's his face from B-52s.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Fred Schneider.
Fred Schneider. It was perfect. That's what my husband was listening to it. And he said, wait, that was Tim and Dave? And I said, yeah. And he goes, oh, my God. It was, like, seamless. Like, you couldn't even tell that it was one or the other.
I edited that way. I'm sorry, Jeff. I didn't mean to cut you off. Was it funny this week?
Yeah, you didn't watch it?
Not yet. No, I'm going to watch it tonight.
It was funny. The Confederate flag.
Yeah, oh, that was the one he was talking
Schneider
about.
Schneider had a great hysterical line as Granny. I can't do it justice.
Don't spoil it because I want to hear it laugh.
Okay.
Please.
That's another classic.
It was very good.
Yeah, if Jeff does it, you'll still laugh when you hear the original.
No.
No anal. But it was another classic like that where she just out of the blue says the hell.
You know, Jesus was sitting here with you and gossiping on people I hate fills my heart with heavenly joy. Why did you go down there in the first place? You know they don't have bones, right?
I do now. I don't even have the scene memorized. How shitty is that? Well, I probably do when I'm... Anywho. So, where was 30?
We were talking about the Night Of.
Right? Night Of.
The Night Of. So, yeah, just tell me a little bit more about it. I mean... Or did you cover it all?
It's hard to really start talking about it without giving shit away.
He gets invited to a party and he sneaks out. He steals his dad's cab.
Yeah.
Goes into the city. Doesn't end up making it to the party, but
he meets a chick.
Meets a girl. Goes she jumps back to in. Her
She's
place,
gonna be a fair.
Starts She's
doing,
hot.
Starts doing drugs with her.
She's
and
very hot.
Falls asleep and. But she's kind of a psycho.
That, yeah, they're doing drugs. But what do you think they're doing? Ecstasy or
yeah, Molly's or LSD?
What are these kids doing nowadays? Doing,
but the girl's kind of a psycho. You see that before they fall asleep. But then the dude falls asleep and he wakes up and he's covered in blood and the girl's dead and the.
But a twist on that too is earlier before things get crazy, she's kind of one of those weirdos where she wanted him to cut her.
Oh.
So yeah. He's got a knife and there's blood. So he did actually cut her. So there's that, mm-hmm. which is like.
There's
real.
All these things.
And
like,
he hides the knife. He leaves and takes the knife with him. I mean, uh-huh. He freaks out. When he finds her up there, instead of doing what he should do, just call the cops, he takes off. He does everything off.
Everything wrong.
Everything sure. wrong. All but right. then at the same time, you really don't know if he did it or not.
Yeah. Well, that's the
he
thing.
May
did
have
he
done
do it.
It
or not?
Yeah. Yeah. He
well,
may
that's
have done
the
it.
Thing. It's that you're trying to figure out.
But
what's
they make
really
it seem like he's a good kid and he just.
Right. Well, I totally need to watch this.
Yes, yeah, so you would yeah. love it. Yeah, if you liked the, I mean, it's not like True Detective, but it has like
yeah.
that
has that feeling. Definitely.
The direction of it, you know how True Detective would build up the dread.
Yeah,
and just
except for season two.
Well, I don't even count that. I act like that didn't
I
happen.
I
just
it.
Erase that.
When that comes on, I put a clothespin on my penis.
I feel so bad for Pizzolatto. I don't even think they're going to give him a season three because they like put it out there and nobody wanted to do it.
Really?
No actors, oh, like man. Any big names. Nobody
I
wanted
to. I thought Matthew McConaughey said he wanted to come back and do
I'll
it.
I'll come
do
back
it
and
again.
Do another yeah. season. I'll cut up some cans of Lone Star Beer.
Really?
I don't mind. You know how many cigarettes I smoked when I made that? Like, yeah.
Throw my ponytail again.
Some guy got his ponytail cut off at the shop today, and he took it home in a bag.
Was he donating it?
Yeah.
I think so.
How long was it?
It was about 6 inches.
And how's Steve been?
Yeah, I think it's
going
to be 10 inches to donate.
Hmm.
But it wasn't a rat tail. It was like a
No. It was a real ponytail. Maybe okay. It was still wet. I just thought that was cool.
So how is Southside Steve?
I don't know. How the hell would I know how he's doing?
That wasn't him getting his ponytail.
No. His is like 70 feet long. I think.
Did you get to shampoo the ponytail before you cut it off?
No, man. I only shampooed one person today. It was a girl.
Did you massage her?
Yeah, you massage the scalp, man.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta
get
in
there.
Did you get a tip? No.
Did you do a voice?
No.
Happy ending.
Me.
Did you give her a happy ending?
Yeah. I finished.
You know
that was the happy
do?
Ending. I was done.
I'm going to get a shampoo, and I want you to do camera the whole time.
All right. Oh, God. Everybody's taking advantage
of it.
Water okay? Oh, I'm going to shoot you in the face. I'm talking about the water. Get out of here. Oh, God.
Mine would be, if I get a shampoo from you, I'd want you to do Curtis Washington the whole time.
Oh, yeah. You know, somebody posted on Facebook today. They said, Tim... you know what? Let's just get into this. I posted, Tim did earlier on Facebook. Mm-hmm. He said, recording tonight, what's on your mind? So let me get to this. Let's see, how did this work here? Somebody said, if I come down there, will you wash my hair as Curtis Washington? And I said, as long as none of his friends are there. But, you know, I don't want to sound, You guys following the election? Who you going to vote for this time, Jeff?
Antonio Sabato Jr.
That's a good choice.
Is he
that's a writing.
Ain't he a Mexican or something? I don't know. What he do?
He's a Muslim.
He is?
No.
He don't sound like
he's
one.
He's the only Muslim on Baywatch.
That's a show still?
It was 20 years
ago. It's a movie that's coming
out. Man, you guys are confusing me. I just asked you who you're voting for.
I'm
going to look at Ira. He'll give you a direct answer. Ira, who are you voting for?
Well, then I'm going with Donna DeRico.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, she was on Baywatch, too.
Are you dumbass white people
Donna
shows?
Donna DeRico. That was a deep cut from Baywatch there.
Y'all ain't answering me, because you're not talking politics. Y'all know I used to work for Cynthia McKinney.
I'm voting for Melania. Well,
on a volunteer basis. And Melania Trump's pretty.
She's
no Ivanka.
She ain't no Ivanka, but neither is the other Trump daughter.
The
one they don't talk about?
The one that looked like a love doll.
The Marla Maples one?
She looked like a love doll. Her lips don't move except for that one expression where they're like, ooh. I'm not talking about them new robot dolls. I'm talking about the ones you had to blow up.
Yeah. Old school.
You get lonely. Yeah. And a love doll.
You are talking about the Marla the Maples love one, right?
Doll. Yeah, yeah, the Marla Maples looking one. Well, she don't look like Marla Maples do.
No, she don't.
So, on Facebook earlier, other people, I want to read these comments because people's nasty, you know. Mm-hmm. Tim's letting me hear. Jeff don't like it, but I don't care. He don't like nothing I do. Just sits over there and stares. But that's fine. I don't care. I'm going to keep doing it. Some lady named Erica Yvette, Figueroa. How you say what? That? Her name is Erica Yvette Figueroa.
Figueroa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. There you go. She wants us to talk about Dragon Con and a new Star Trek movie.
I haven't seen it yet.
Well, of course. The Star Trek movie's not out yet. By the way, that's hurting my voice. And then AirTug. Now, I'm sorry.
AirTug.
I'm trying to don't make fun of our.
Oh, that's the guy whose name is spelled backwards.
Oh, okay.
Well, don't say it forwards, because then
he obviously doesn't want dyslexic people to know who he is.
All right. Well, he says something really cool. He says Odin possibly being Jackie Earl Haley's best role yet, and how much he reminds me of Maynard James Keenan.
Cool. Oh my God, he does.
Yes.
Yes. Oh my God, Breaking Away.
I found a bunch of old comics, Preacher comics, in a box today. You know,
I saw you take a picture of
them. And yeah, and it was during the whole arc of them, you know, getting together, the two of them.
Oh, really?
Jesse and what's her name, Honey?
Tulip.
Tulip. Honey. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Tulip. Put your tulips someplace where the sun doesn't shine. And they're getting together. Anyway. All that aside, is Jackie Earl Haley is fucking awesome on that show.
Oh, my God. This last episode, I was crying. I was laughing so hard whenever he was food court.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But looking at the comic books, he's totally that character.
Yeah, like, really?
Perfect. Yeah, I should have brought him tonight so you guys could see him. Jeff, you used to collect that, didn't you?
No,
I
never.
Talking about Cassie?
No.
No.
Oh, who are you talking about?
Odin, the person we've been talking about.
The guy that's trying to tear down the church.
The one who worships the god of meat.
Yes.
Meat god.
Meat god. I love how they got his glasses are all dirty and the way he's lit. You just see all of his perspiration and hair follicles and shit. That's just great directing. All right. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about Preacher because I think we're all caught up for the most part. Huh. And there was an epic fight scene, which you've seen, right, Ira? The hotel scene. The seraphim and the angels and
a couple episodes ago.
Yeah, that one I saw.
Yeah, so we're gonna talk about that.
Them piling up. Yes.
And what else are we gonna talk about? We're gonna talk about Stranger Things.
Yeah.
And then we'll have some staff picks.
All right.
Stranger Things is gonna be my staff pick.
Well, then that's awesome.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fart.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe to us on iTunes and like us and give us ratings. We'll read them at the end of the show. Also, follow us on Twitter at @radio_labyrinth and on Facebook, Radio Labyrinth.
Well, we're back.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Steph's opening up chips. Put your headphones on, Stephanie.
They like to get in quick.
I forgot we were doing a show.
Get the food.
She's been sitting on these. I don't know, literally.
I hope not literally.
Right.
No.
How many weeks now?
It's been, well, see, I went, my trip to Detroit was the end of June.
Uh-huh.
And you were like, no, don't eat them. You'd save them. And so I was going to bring them last week, and I thought that was a dick move. Because Jeff has been very sharing with his chips and his taffy.
Uh-huh.
So I held off, you know. But yeah, it's been tough. They've been on the table, and there's been many a night that I've had to go out to a drive-thru to not eat these chips.
So. All right, so let's see these chips.
Oh, yeah.
These are called Better Made Special since 1930.
Yes.
Barbecue-flavored potato chips, and they are from where?
Detroit, Michigan.
Now, these are manufactured in Detroit, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they've always been manufactured.
Is there like catalytic converter parts in these bags? Or?
I got it one chip at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime.
Well, I can tell you. I mean, and you can see at the bottom it says manufactured by Better Made Snack Foods, Detroit, Michigan.
Okay. So the first thing you do when you open a regional potato chip.
Regional.
They don't exist very much anymore.
Why is there a gun sticking out of the bag?
Yeah. You will get shot yourself in the face.
There's an angry crack. No, wait.
Like
there's
Elliot.
An angry meth addict in here trying to sell me his grandpa's watch. Somebody call those guys at that pawn shop.
Hardcore pawn chips.
Okay, they smell barbecue-y.
Oh, I'm telling you, they're really good.
All right, now I'm going to get a bite.
Are you going to open that bag?
Crack open the other one. You guys can...
Tim's got a bag for himself.
Share it around
here.
The
three of us lackeys.
Yeah.
They have
They have a very good greasy beginning.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And when you crunch, the crunch is good.
Mm-hmm.
As you can tell, the crunch is good. And then the barbecue flavor lingers.
It's like a
that
salt.
Is a good barbecue chip. Because when you bite into a barbecue chip and the immediate thing you get is that real dusty, flavory thing. I don't like that.
Oh, me neither.
That's why I like the Middlesworth, because the barbecue sneaks up on you.
I will tell you this later. You will get horrible gas from these. You will. And,
oh, thanks
and,
for
and it does smell like Detroit. So, I mean, it's like a, that's how, you know, it takes you right back home. So just so you guys know that.
Oh, great. Wow. There's one that looks like Kid Rock.
There's one that looks like Ted Nugent.
I like the Anita Baker chip.
You know, every time
Michael Moore,
Kiss and I were there, whenever we'd go, because, you know, we have that song, Detroit Rock City. We'd go, Gene would always say, hey, let's go to the Better Made factory for the tour. And so I'd say, well, you know, we got to practice for the show. And
are goes, there drops of Kiss blood in every batch of these?
Well, that's the thing.
Those blood in your
that's
stool after
thing.
You eat them.
We did a special batch. And Gene, you know, it's corn syrup. Gene bit into his, you know, little things and his blood dripped into the chips. The barbecue ones, as a matter of fact. And you know what? They didn't clean the bowl. So I'm sure that some of Gene's DNA lingers.
Well, we never had a barbecue flavor in Israel. We would have sour cream and lox and onion.
They don't make barbecue knish, do they?
No.
Ooh, that would be good.
I don't know. I don't even know what knish is. So no,
they have salt and vinegar.
Barbecue kugel.
Gefilte fish flavored.
Yuck.
Yes.
How can you guys eat that?
It's like,
it's like...
It's a delicacy.
It's like reverse sushi. It's just as disgusting. It's just not raw.
I want to tell you a little Detroit story. A friend of mine, Elaine,
did I fuck her?
You might have. She was
probably.
Very. She was a cute girl.
Because I'm not gay.
we passed her around.
She kind of looked like Lauryn Hill in her day.
She's
before
pretty.
She lost her mind.
You
yeah,
and she
yeah.
carjacked somebody?
Well, you know, I remember she... No, she wasn't like that. Yeah. I mean, she did. You always have the best weed, that's for sure. But she was a security guard at, like, this
Give
really
us a call.
Fancy apartment building in downtown Detroit. And Aretha Franklin actually lived in this apartment building.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and she told me a story one time where Aretha had been out of town for a while. She got called up there to the room. I don't remember what. They had to let her in because there was, like, a smell or something coming from there. And it was, she said her apartment was so disgusting. And there were roaches everywhere. Man. It was absolutely horrible. And it really tarnished
hey,
her image.
How about a little R-E-S-P-E-C-T?
More like R-O-A-C-H-E-S.
She felt like a natural woman.
Oh. You better think. Think about what you're trying to do to me.
You better stink. Stink, stink.
Stink. Let the roaches go. Let the... So, who's watching Preacher?
Oh,
ooh,
me.
Yeah,
digging it. I had a lax.
I'm liking it more than Walking Dead now.
Yeah.
Way better than Walking Dead.
Yeah. Definitely way better than...
Yeah.
At least not since the first season or second
yeah,
season.
Yeah, Walking Dead's like fucking soap opera now. It's like, who cares?
It is, but we're still going to watch it.
Yeah.
And they know it.
Yeah.
And we're still going to go to their little town and eat at their little restaurant like Jeff and I did on Sunday.
The town is great. That. Yeah, yeah. We got to talk about that.
Well, we went there and ate. It was good food. I mean,
that's it?
Nick and Norman's.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great place if you're down there and you want to go eat.
In Sonoy.
Sonoy.
Which was Woodbury on the show, for those of you who...
Did you go down to the wall?
We saw the wall.
We saw the wall.
In oh, Alexandria. Yeah?
Alexandria. Uh-huh.
People actually live there. They don't like you wandering around. So, Preacher is amazing. I slacked off for a while. And I got caught up. Jeff gave me a real good tutorial in the car ride back. I said, just go ahead and spoil it, and then I'll watch the scenes I need to watch. So that's what I did. But I did watch the last two episodes in full.
Right.
Man. Episode 7, which is the one with a fight, was amazing.
Yeah, the hotel room.
In the hotel
fight,
room?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was
it's
great.
Crazy.
And, okay, so, you know, contradictory to what I said earlier in the show, I did go online and watch how they made that scene.
Oh.
Because I wanted to see. It was great.
Such a hypocrite.
I know. I'm always a hypocrite. Foolish consistency is the hobgoblin of small mind.
Ooh.
Forget who said that.
Some voices hurt.
And voices do hurt.
And, no.
So, yeah. And they used a lot of dummies, and then they had other people there, you know, like stunt doubles and stuff.
Yeah.
But they wanted it to be, like, difficult for the people to fight because they were on top of bodies.
All right.
And that show, man, if that doesn't get nominated for special effects Emmys and stuff.
That chick.
They're fucked. Which, by the way, we never
Julep?
Did talk about the Emmys. The enemies. The enemies.
The enemies. Kimmel's hosting.
Probably, we should probably talk about that next week. Anyway.
Yeah.
Or maybe when it comes up.
Yeah.
How about that? Yeah. So the episode that it was on this previous Sunday, the episode 8, was pretty damn good too, as the Odin led the assault on the church, and Preacher kept shooting back and you know, using all of his skills. At one point, he shot a guy's dick off with precision accuracy.
Are you all right?
It doesn't hurt. And then whoever hands him, when he's in the ambulance, his dick is in a box, literally, and they put it on top of his crotch. Here's your penis. And he's like, ah!
No, when they asked him, are you okay? And he went, not really.
Yeah, not really. Shot his fucking dick off. So you haven't seen that one?
No, I'm one behind. So that's
shit.
I know. No, go for it, man.
But
I,
after
I
the food, after the food court charge, I mean, just he was just so fired up about getting that fucking food court.
Well, what's going on with the blonde chick? She's a seraphim, right?
A what?
A seraphim. Seraphim are the top angels, the ones that they rule the roost. They're like the generals and whatever. So does that mean the other two are seraphim, or are they just angels?
Yeah, I think they're just regular, run-of-the-mill angels.
Okay. Okay.
Why is she more of a badass than they are?
Because she's a seraphim. She's in the Heaven's Army or whatever. And she came down to punish them.
I mean, he's basically like, well, I'm not giving it back to you.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay.
Yeah. Well,
he did end up giving it back.
He did give it back to
him. Spoiler alert.
Well, too late. Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay. I'm sure people know by now not to. If we're going to talk about a show, we're going to spoil it.
Ira hasn't watched it though. Sorry,
that's fine, but I don't. It's
he
fine.
Gave it back, but he didn't. But he wants to stay with Preacher.
Yes, he does. Genesis or whatever, whatever they call it. So they sang the stupid song and they put the thing on his stomach, and you know, there's just so much going on in the show. It's all over the place.
Arseface is in hell. I mean,
right. Well, that's why he agreed to give it back, so they would help him get Eugene back.
Yeah,
from hell.
He asked them, "Can someone come back from hell?" And they say it's very difficult, and you know they don't really want to do it. And he goes, "Well, I'll let you have the Genesis," and
you don't want before Khan gets it.
Okie doke. That was an old stand-up routine.
Yeah.
We forget the comedian. I forget the comedian, but...
Bruce LaMarche.
Bruce LaMarche? Yeah, you're right. It is him. Yeah. Good recall, Ira. Fuck yeah.
It doesn't happen often, but these little things stick in my head.
He's an impressionist, right?
Maurice LaMarche.
Maurice LaMarche.
Okay, all right. Well,
sorry.
Bruce Maurice. It's not the 70s, guys.
I was close. But I think he does some work on an animated show. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, he's
it's on like Family Guy or something.
Oh, he does a lot of voiceover stuff. He was on Futurama.
Yes,
that's
right.
He was Kiff on Futurama.
Yeah, yeah.
Kiff. Oh, I love Kiff.
He was one of my favorite characters.
Yeah, he was great.
You don't want to give me back the Genesis? No, okay, no. Yeah, that was great.
It was that whole routine stems from Reverend Jim.
Yeah, it's Christopher Lloyd playing
the Klingon. It's so great. Commander Admiral Kirk, you don't want to give me the Genesis device. Okie doke. But it was the pause in between that made that even funnier.
I can't believe they haven't remade Taxi yet. You know, they reboot every show.
I'm glad that they haven't.
I am too, but I'm sure it's somebody's thinking about it.
Didn't they with Queen Latifah? And
that was a movie.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Jimmy Fallon.
Yes.
Holy shit.
Jimmy Fallon. He's been, I guess, Fever Pitch was a huge movie. So.
Oh, yeah.
Was it huge?
Yeah, it was a big hit. They had to refilm the ending because the fucking Sox beat the Yankees that year.
Drew Barrymore.
Oh, so yeah, Odin. The scene where his family falls off, it falls off of the thing. Where were they?
They were like skiing in Vale.
Vale,
and
yeah.
Oh, yeah, and he's got all the bodies in his office.
Yeah, well, and it's just meat. And he goes, "Can you tell the difference between this and cow guts?" So I have to agree with the guy on Facebook that this is really one of his best roles ever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Oh, and then that creepy guy he played in that weird dysfunctional family.
Children, little children.
Yes. Oh, yeah. He was masturbating. Don't you look at me. Yeah. That was his comeback.
Yeah, when he was in the pool, with the scuba thing on.
Yeah.
I was just trying to cool off.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I wonder what happened to him. I'm going to have to read up on that. Somebody must have interviewed him by now, but I got to read up on what happened to James Earl. What's his name? James Earl Haley?
Jackie Earl Haley. He was Rorschach in that one movie.
Yeah, he was good in that. That was his comeback.
Yeah. But back in the day, I remember him and he was in Breaking Away.
Yeah, which is a good movie.
Yeah, that's a great movie. And he was in a lot of movies
Dennis
back
Quaid
then.
Is in that movie.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sean Cassidy was on the TV show.
They had a Breaking Away TV show?
Yeah, it didn't last very long. But Sean Cassidy played the main character.
I was in love with Sean Cassidy. I had a Sean Cassidy T-shirt. I worshipped him.
Yeah.
But I was like 7, so.
I always thought he looked a little weird. Plus, my mom liked him, so I wasn't interested. You know, your mom likes somebody like,
he must suck.
Yeah.
You were more into Chachi.
Yeah, Chachi. Did you see Chachi at the GOP convention?
I didn't see it, but I've been hearing all about it.
It was funny. I mean, whatever.
Did
it
mean to be funny or?
No, God. Yeah, okay. No, it wasn't funny, and what he said didn't make me laugh. I mean, whatever. He can believe whatever he wants, but what's funny is the reaction. First of all,
why
Scott Baio is addressing the nation or the Republican
C-list celebrities instead of George Bush and his dad. Right.
Well, the Bushes don't like Trump, so they're not going to be there.
I think he's kind of mean. You saw what he did to my brother, Jeb. Jeb just tried to run for president. He didn't need to get bullied like that.
Mr. President, were you drunk last week at the thing, where you were up there? About
in
the,
Dallas?
Were you drunk?
I love a good groove, man. My hips don't lie.
Apparently.
My hips don't lie. If I hear a good groove, man, I'm going to shake it.
A tad inappropriate, sir.
For you know what's inappropriate is for that governor not to be there.
Yeah.
Who?
Think about
Chris Christie?
No.
Governor of Texas? Governor of Texas?
No. The governor of Ohio. Come on now. John Kasich. Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash would have been there.
That's what I call him, stretched.
You know what? If Donald Trump had called Johnny Cash and said, "Hey, Johnny Cash, I need you to be up here and sing some of your wonderful troubadour country songs," Johnny Cash would be like, "I'll be there."
How about how fast Trump got rid of the TP logo? Did you see that?
I saw that.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah, who designed
for
that?
My bunghole.
Yeah, I thought about the same thing, man. Do you like Beavis and Butthead? Did you like the movie, Jeff?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. Especially when at the White House and Clinton's there. And then it's funny because Butthead opens up a room and there's Chelsea Clinton on her bed. And he's like, "I notice you have braces." "I have braces too." And then she throws him out of the window. And that's when they see the unit in his pants. I love that movie.
And that's when Butthead becomes Mr. Robot.
Yeah.
Get out of the cockpit.
Poor Mr. Anderson. He got so many cavity searches in that film. I never had one of those. But anyway, the reason we're not there is because he's kind of a dick.
You don't like him.
Right? I don't like him. He's not even a real Republican. Nah, he's not. He's not. We aren't either, but
what is he?
I mean, he's worse.
He's just a smug looking.
He's smug, yeah. He looks like an Oompa Loompa. I really don't like what he did to Jeb, though. You know,
oh, no.
No. He's my brother, man. You can't treat my family like that. You can do whatever you want to Neil. He's a piece of shit. Not Jeb. Yeb, as we call him. Because his wife is...
Well, I didn't see much of you out campaigning for your brother, though, sir.
People don't like me.
Oh.
They don't want to be reminded that...
I thought people loved you. You're making paintings. And
no, they don't like me.
No?
I'm a tarnished...
But you're like the guy
I'm
that
a stain on the Republican Party.
Everybody wants to have a beer with you.
Well, I don't drink.
Oh, take you back now.
That's the problem.
I'll do a line of coke. No, I won't do that either.
Anymore.
You know, Jeb's main problem was his last name was Bush.
You think?
Well, among others.
He's taking his wife's name, I guess.
He should have, but I don't even know what that is. It's like something Spanish.
Right. That would have worked for him.
Rodriguez.
Is it Rodriguez?
I don't know.
That would have helped.
You know as much as I do.
Cruz and Rubio.
Cruz. I don't like that fat little bastard. Here's the thing.
You mean the singer for Striper?
He's a suck-up. He and his wife, they all got married. It's like they're supposed to be the first Bush marriage or whatever, you know, in the White House. It's like, this guy's a little sycophant.
And
I don't even know what that means.
That's a big word.
I know words.
Did Jeb tell you about that word?
No, Jeb's a dumbass. See that woman he married? So Better Made Special Barbecue Flavored Chips.
Go for it, sir.
I like making my own. I cook my own kettle chips at home. I got a turkey fryer that we... I tried to cook a turkey in it one year, and I forgot you can't put it in there frozen and it exploded.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that a YouTube video I saw?
Yeah, I did. I'm going to do a Mentos video, too.
So you just throw whole potatoes in there now?
Man, that's a good idea. You have to cook them a while. Better Made Special. All right, so, yeah, these are good.
Preacher. We're talking about Preacher, sir. Do you watch that show?
Just Kenneth Copeland. He's good. So is Joel Osteen.
Yeah, I figured you'd be an Osteen fan.
I'm not as much into Osteen as I am Kirk Copeland. Copeland guy.
Oh, not Kirk Franklin?
I don't know who that is. I like to watch religious shows.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That religious channel's been on at my house, and I don't know what happened. I must have just been flipping through the channels and fell asleep. But that religious channel's been on. And I'm just now seeing how long it's going to stay. Just be on whenever I turn the TV on.
Is it Gertrude?
Which one?
It's whatever the channel is that shows all those Joel Osteen.
Oh, yeah. Those are great shows. Anyway.
But I watch everything off my DVR. So, like, when I finish the show and then I delete it, it goes right back to the religious channel, yeah.
I don't know why you were watching in the first place.
Yeah, that's what I don't know.
I feel like God's trying to tell you something, yeah. Jeff.
Right.
Somebody's trying to tell me something. Something happened today where my total came to $1,666. The other day, I had an eBay auction up, and it gave you the how many you'll sell, how many you have listed, and how many you need to ship. And that was 6, 6, and 6.
See, now my papa would say you better get to the liquor store and get you some tickets and buy that number.
No, I think I need to get to church.
Yeah, he needs preacher to come get him out of hell.
If you are seeing 666 pop up randomly, please email me. We'll talk about conspiracies. So what were we talking about before
preacher.
We started
doing
Bush? Preacher. Preacher, fucking great show. Highly recommend it. Go back and read the old comic books. You don't have to buy them individually. You can just go on to Amazon.com. Or if you're, you know, cool, you'll go to your local comic shop and you'll say, hey, order me this. And then 3 or 4 weeks later, you can go pick it up. Probably not that long. But you know what I mean. Support local comic shops because there aren't very many left. But you can buy trade paperbacks. If they don't have it, they'll order it for you. Get the original trade paperbacks of Preacher written by Garth Ennis because it's such good stuff. And I think they've done a fantastic job converting it to a TV show.
Yeah,
and
it's very comic book ish.
Are they ever going
to? It's funny and
yeah. I mean, it's irreverent. It's comic book ish. Every actor in it is entertaining, and the chips are so fucking good.
I hope it makes Walking Dead up their game a little because it's so much better. So much better show.
Well, it's like Dave Willis said last week. There's a lot of humor in this show, and that's what he was saying. Like, if you can't incorporate humor in a show, I mean, there's always room for it somewhere. I mean, and if you don't, that kind of shows a lack of skill.
That kind of leads into the new Star Trek that's coming out or is out. I don't know. Is it out? No,
it's coming out Friday.
Okay, it comes out this Friday. The new Star Trek, written by Simon Pegg, for one thing. Mm-hmm. So you know there's going to be humor in it. And every review that's positive I've read about it is from someone who watch the original series or watch the movies with the Shatner group, because they're saying that it's really, there's a lot of that humor in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's intriguing.
Yeah, and
I love the last two. I thought they were both great.
I didn't like the Khan one. That was pretty bad.
You talking about the Red Planet where it starts out on there in the Red Planet, the last one?
No, the one with Khan. I'm talking about the new Star Trek movies.
Khan! That's what I'm talking about. Last two.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, I didn't like that one. I thought it was pretty boring. I liked the first one. It was entertaining. I mean, I'm a Star Trek fan way more than Star Wars. And
blasphemy.
I like the original canon of Star Trek, you know, all the way up, excluding Enterprise, which did have a couple good episodes, but not very many. Those movies, I didn't like that they blew up Vulcan and that they reset the timeline so they could make their own little stupid world. I didn't like that. I get it. I understand it. I guess that's the way you do things now, but
this is the way things are done.
I want to see new characters. That's why I'm excited that there's a new series coming out in 2018, another Star Trek series, but I don't know which universe it'll be in. I'm hoping that it's in the original, but who knows? You know, I haven't really looked into it that
much. I watched the shit out of Next Generation. I watched it all the time.
I still watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Then little snippets if it's on and I like the episode. I'll say, I remember this episode. I'll put it on.
TNG.
TNG? What did she say? TRG?
No.
Oh.
She said the full thing. I did the abbreviation and made generation. Sure we did it right.
Only watch episodes where Riker has the beard, though.
Yeah, pre-beard Rikers aren't very good.
Beard,
yeah. Seriously, that's good.
No, I remember that's that.
Good
yeah.
advice.
Yeah.
And then, because those first two seasons, What's-Her-Face is wearing the weird outfit, and then they sexy her up a little.
Oh, yeah.
They put her in the onesie.
Yeah.
The psychiatrist chick?
Yeah, whatever.
Diana, something or other. Diana Troy.
Whatever the fuck. Yeah. I only like episodes with Guinan.
Is that the one Eugene, what's his face, played?
Who?
The one that used to do the, he would like imitate shit. You know, Eugene.
Merman?
No, yeah, I think he was a child when that show was on.
Assface from Preacher?
No, god damn it, you know who I'm talking about. Eugene.
Eugene Gene, the dancing machine?
He would just show up and he would, God bless that.
Oh, I totally understand what you're talking about.
Yeah. He would
go, mad.
Oh, okay, all right, here's one specific quote I always remember.
Is this on
saying.
Star Trek?
Yes, it's on Star Trek. Whenever he said, Captain Gene Luck Pickard, do you know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
And he would act he was a repeating character.
Next Generation?
On Star Trek Next Generation, yes, he would just show up randomly. Fuck, I'll just have to Wikipedia this shit.
Do you have like a brain fissure that like when you're watching the show? What's that?
It's on your thing.
Oh, somebody commented on my status.
Oh, yeah? What'd they say?
Really? I don't know what you're talking about.
It's when Data had that emotion chip and he turned into his character from Night Court.
Q! Fucking Q! It was Q.
Q didn't talk like Pickard.
I'm telling you, there was one episode.
But his name isn't Eugene. It was Q.
His real name, the actor's name.
You would know the actor.
John Delancey.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was Eugene.
He kind of talked like Fred Schneider, didn't he?
Then he played Eugene.
Hey, it's John Delancey. Whoa, he's fancy. Star Trekking.
Asshole. He did. He acted like it was one episode where he was like a cowboy.
He would do different things.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was omnipotent, yes. And he could do whatever he wanted.
Remember Brett Spiner's character on Night Court?
Yeah, right, he was always in the courtroom.
Yeah, the redneck guy.
Yeah.
That I don't remember.
I don't remember that either. Oh, no. Yeah, okay, yeah, him and his whole family.
His name
yeah.
was Eugene.
Yeah, okay. Maybe that's what I'm...
He's on Outcast now.
Yeah, he is. I quit watching that show, though. It got boring.
Yeah,
it is pretty boring, but it's good.
Boring.
But it's boring.
It's like too boring to keep...
good?
It's good.
It's good, but it's boring.
That's
yeah.
how I feel like about Ray Donovan this season. Yeah.
I'm watching season one again, so I can get caught up and watch it. You're mad at me because I made fun of your Eugene thing, I can tell.
Ray Donovan's good.
Okay.
Ray
sang
karaoke last on Sunday.
If I get Showtime, can I watch all Ray Donovan on demand?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Okay, Showtime keeps everything up.
Yeah, I know. I got to get that in. I don't have time to watch all this shit.
It is. It takes commitment.
You know, when you got an extra minute and you got Showtime, you can always watch the three seasons of Brotherhood, which is a good show.
I never heard of that.
Jeff didn't like it.
Watch
I liked
Shameless.
It.
How's Rhodey's been?
Rhodey's is awesome.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
So good. It's like Aaron Sorkin. It's like Cameron Crowe channel and Aaron Sorkin.
Ooh.
It's like a mini movie every week.
Really?
It's like a little movie every single
How's
week.
Ron White?
He hasn't been on it
he's
recently.
He got fired in the first episode, so he's had like some cameos in a couple episodes.
He's going to be on more, though.
Yeah. I think he's on six.
But, yeah, it's been pretty good. And Rainn Wilson last week, he was...
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
He was funny.
Like that guy.
Yeah,
he was good. Really like that groupie chick, too.
Yeah, yeah.
The groupie chick. I guess I'll check that show out someday.
You like it? I mean, the music is really good, too, so...
You know what I watched again this weekend?
The Sopranos?
No, I didn't watch The Sopranos this weekend.
Top Park.
No, I got Star Wars on demand.
Is. Oh, The Force Awakens,
yeah. And here's why I needed to see it again.
Han Solo gets killed.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Well, and I watched it again, too, so go ahead.
We didn't coordinate this.
I know.
So the first time I saw it was a screener, and the projector kept breaking down.
Yeah, that's right. I remember
That'll
that story.
You out of it.
You had to sit there for like 2 hours while you waited for them to...
And then I didn't see the ending.
You lost your buzz and everything.
Because it happened again, and I wasn't high when I got there.
Remember when we saw Eye of the Beholder and the camera, the projector broke and everybody clapped?
Yep. What a horrible movie. That remains one of the worst movies ever made. Have you ever seen that movie?
Eye of the Beholder, no.
Oh,
God. Terrible movie. The projector literally broke during the movie and people were applause.
It was Ashley Judd and Star Wars. Yeah. It was Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan.
Alec Guinness.
No. Yeah, it wasn't Alec Guinness.
Sir Alec Guinness. No, it was... Yeah.
Liam Neeson's?
No.
No.
Ewan McGregor?
Yeah.
Ewan McGregor.
I can't... All right, I am so sorry, everybody.
What? Whatever.
These chips are fucking good.
Yay! I knew you'd like them.
Yeah, once
they're no middle
score.
Yeah,
go for it.
I was wrong, by the way. The last Preacher episode, Sundowner, when everybody fought, was episode 6. This week was episode 7, right. God of Meat.
Yeah, and we didn't even talk about Cassidy. And I was very upset when Tulip threw that dog in there.
I know, but he's hungry.
That upset the shit out of me. Which I didn't think he had to. What's going on? Why has she got to keep him locked up like that? What's going on with him? I must have missed
He set himself on fire to prove that he was a vampire.
Oh, right. Yeah. So he's trying to heal himself.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
Remember he ate that cow when he fell out of the plane?
Right, but I couldn't remember why was he having to heal himself. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Force Awakens.
Yeah, so The Force Awakens and... So all this, and then at the time, you know, there was all that talk and people were mad about this and mad about girls and mad about, you know, the strong female character. Wow. Which.
And mad about Han Solo's kid banging Lena Dunham.
Yeah. Don't bring that up. Her vagina looks like Snoke.
Oh, her boobs look like Snoke.
He looks like a guy that had a stroke, doesn't he?
Bing me.
Hey, are you part of this? Are people on Twitter harassing Leslie Jones?
No, but I want to.
You better not be.
Wait a minute. We can table this Star Wars thing. Yeah. I want to talk about that.
Okay.
I really want to talk about that. The bullshit, all this bullshit surrounding fucking Ghostbusters. Like Dave Willis said last week when he's saying it, he goes, I don't care. It was the best answer I heard from anyone, you know? I mean, a lot. I've heard it from other people,
too. I don't
care
as far as what?
He goes, it's not. It didn't destroy my childhood, whatever. Right. You know what I mean?
He's not burning every copy of the old Ghostbusters.
Right. Yeah.
They should have known this was going to happen.
No. They should have known maybe the movie bombed. The movie bombed for whatever reason the movie bombed.
Did the movie bomb? Good. It got good
ratings.
It
made 48 million.
Yeah, it got good ratings. Uh-huh. It's like certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
Is it?
I thought
it was
my
like
sister took 50%. The kids. They loved it.
People reviews, not review reviews.
Oh, critic
right.
reviews.
And it's not going to make a lot of money. But that's fine. Whatever. It was a hit. Okay, whatever. People started attacking Leslie Jones on Twitter by baiting her with the racial stuff and attaching pictures of gorillas and stuff.
Oh, my God.
It got terrible, man. And she was getting attacked, and so she started replying. And when you feed the trolls, it's like throwing fish food. When there's one carp, there's a million carp. Is that these assholes are going to come and people defending her, and then, you know, and they're getting attacked too.
I didn't know about that. That's terrible.
Jeff, I'm not into that at all.
Yeah, you better
she's
not be
so
part of those people that were
hassling
her.
Cool.
She's hilarious.
I wrote two things. I was like, she's funny. And then Milo Yiannopoulos is a Republican guy. He's from England, a Greek English guy. He's gay. He went on the Dangerous Faggot Tour this summer to antagonize people. Fine, whatever. I don't care about any of that. But what I do care about is he tweeted her something about Harambe, the gorilla that died.
Oh my
God! And she got mad. And you know what? She's not a Shakespearean trained actor who went to Harvard. She's a fucking comedian, you know, who came up wherever she came up, and she's going to reply whoever she wants to reply. So there were people on one side saying, you know, arguing with her and continuing to fan the flames. And then there were people like, you don't need to reply. You're better than that. And, you know, when you're on tilt, you're on tilt, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So I you know, people who do that shit, there's no reason for that. No. None. And even if you don't like her. And that, you know, the whole thing on Twitter is, even if you don't like it, you don't have to complain about it.
Somebody got to her, though, and she deleted her account.
Yeah, good. She should start a new one.
Yeah.
I mean, really, she shouldn't have responded.
Yeah.
She should have just, you know, she should have just not responded.
Yeah, but her publicist or somebody got to her and said, hey.
It just shows you how many fucking assholes there are out there trolling around and doing. And it's just like, yeah, you can't pay attention to that shit.
And I've caught myself in the past doing shit like that, but I've stopped it because I don't like it. I don't want it. Can you imagine being...
But you never did anything racial.
No.
That's
but just
like
saying,
bottom of the barrel.
You know, saying things like, people don't want to be told they're ugly. People don't want to be told that they're fat. People don't want to be told that they're gross or that, you know, you can say I didn't like your movie or I didn't like your performance in the movie, but not you were wedged in to be the goofy black lady. And then, you know, there's no conversation after that because you don't make any kind of point whatsoever. So, no, Jeff, I'm glad you brought that up because that's some fucking bullshit. Don't be dumb.
No.
Yeah.
I have to admit, though, so I did not see the movie. Nobody in here saw it, right?
No, I haven't seen it.
But, you know, I watched the trailers a number of times, and, God, you know, all of her scenes just in the trailers do annoy me. I just think they're not funny.
They pander, I think.
Right. And
in the trailer, it's pandering.
It's almost, like, too much.
Well, I've heard she's like that the entire movie. So.
Well, see, that's...
But that's her, though. That's her character.
Guess.
People are loving Kate McKinnon's character, though.
Yeah, I know.
She's the female Egon, right?
Yeah.
Supposedly.
Yeah. I'll see it when it comes out on...
Did you read that beautiful letter?
Yeah, by Harold Ramis's daughter.
Yeah, that was really touching.
Yeah, what did she say?
I mean, it's so long. You'd have to look it up. But basically, she was just saying how she was very opposed to them doing this movie at first.
Mm-hmm.
Just because... You know, her whole life, she's been put off ever since the Ghostbusters cartoon where they made Egon blonde hair with Sally Jesse Raphael glasses.
Which is what Kate McKinnon looks like.
Right.
Yeah, so that put her off from the get-go. So but then I guess when all this vitriol, you know, came out about the women, she was very torn because she thought that was so stupid.
Yeah.
Hers was because of her dad and his memory and he wasn't in it, so they shouldn't do it. But I don't know, she kind of changed her mind.
After she saw it?
Was that, what is it? That in her, that, yeah, after she saw it, she changed her mind.
I didn't like any of the vitriol on either side. I didn't like the passive aggressive and the, oh, you need to see this, and oh, it's girl time, and ha ha ha, suck it up, white men, and patriarchy will die. It's like, shove it up your ass. Just make a fucking movie.
Yeah.
Okay. The only thing that really bothers me, I think Jeff brought this up the other day, is that they didn't need to reboot it. They could have just made it a continuation.
Yeah, that's what they should have done. Like, it was, you know, Dan Aykroyd's daughter and her friends or something like that.
They're a franchise. They're like the Staten Island franchise of the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, even that, yeah. And then them not playing, I think that's what really irritated people, is that they had the originals do cameos,
and they weren't,
their characters, and that's annoying.
That is. And and there's also something misleading about some of those original official trailers that I saw, is they would start out these trailers as, you know, 30 years ago, blah, 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 blah. So that makes it sound like it's going to
be
a continuation, and oh, it's going to link in, and then it doesn't?
At the core of it, and this comes from Paul Feig, that's his name, right?
Yeah.
Feig. No, it's Feig.
Shares a birthday with Ira and I.
Yeah. Paul Feig wrote those emails on how we could get it made, was to totally package it as a feminist-themed movie.
Right.
And not like Gloria Steinem feminist, but, you know, the modern crazy ones who think that everybody's out to hurt them.
Yeah.
And those emails that got hacked, and you can see, you know, the woman that the executive in for Warner Brothers who said that the Obamas were apes. This is a woman that works for worked for Warner Brothers.
Right.
It was the Sony hack. Sorry, it was the Sony hack, because Sony made the movie. So sorry, Warner Brothers. But this woman said horrible things about the Obamas that were very racial, and you got to see, you know, they swept it under the rug.
Uh-huh.
But in those emails, there's a lot of stuff from Paul Feig to the studio talking about this film and why the easiest way for him to get it made would be to package it
pander
that way.
Did they have a female Slimer in this movie?
I don't know.
Played by Idris Elba.
Isn't that redundant, Stephanie?
Oh, ew. Yeah, that's what he's called, Snail Trail. He's not Slimer.
I was walking back from the store next to the shop today. I went down to get a water.
By that statue of
Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels.
And I was walking in between there, and I looked down on the ground, and there was a sanitary napkin just laying there.
Oh, that's so unsanitary. Used? That's the irony of it.
Yeah. No, it wasn't sanitary anymore. No. It was an unsanitary napkin, but just laying out in the middle of the street.
God.
Jesus Christ.
Well, that's when you just don't have time. You're just like, I've got this is.
But please go
this
down
is
to Marriott hairdressing.
Gotta swatch it out.
Could you imagine if it had wings on it? You'd never get it off.
Well, at least it was a napkin and not a tampon.
Not the tea bag.
Oh yeah, at least.
Well, that requires some rooting around, you know.
All right, I think we should probably get to staff picks. No, yeah, we should probably get to staff picks.
So we'll talk about Stranger Things next week.
Yeah,
I
really want us to
Stranger Things is going to be my staff pick.
Yeah,
so.
Okay. But I do want all of us to get more episodes.
Yeah, I'm like five, and you guys are like at one and two. So
yeah. I'm at two.
You guys don't know when Ryder gets killed in episode four.
Real quick, shut up. Real quick, Star Wars. The things I said about it. However
Han Solo gets killed
every months ago. Okay, first of all, the guy who played Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
Love him.
Yeah, it was great.
He's the best thing about that show, Girls.
You know what? Well, see, you bring that up, and then I don't like him anymore.
Adam Driver.
I thought Adam Driver did a great job. I thought that
when he pulls out and comes on Darth Vader's tits.
Yeah.
What is happening?
Stop talking about it. Because now I visualize Lena Dunham naked.
Playing ping pong with a Darth Vader mask on.
Yeah. Anyway, please, let me talk about Star Wars, because my childhood was not destroyed. All these people who are saying, Finn, a black guy, come on, blah, 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 fuck you. He was amazing. They didn't wedge it in there, and there wasn't a thing over his head saying, he's black. He was just a fucking character.
And he's hilarious.
And he was. He was very funny. His scenes were good.
And his chemistry with Rey was very good. Like, I could see them, you know, hooking up.
I didn't like him.
Yeah.
The only thing in it that I thought was pandering was her saying, stop holding my hand.
Right.
Oh, because she's too tough or whatever.
Right. Yeah. You could have proved the same point without having to say that, because her character was so solid and so good, you didn't think about that. So if you're in the movie and you're watching it, you're not thinking, that's a black guy and that is a woman and she is the pilot and she's the hero and he's black and he's doing this and she's a woman and the men are this and all the Empire guys or whatever they're called, the First Order, are white and they're blah, 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 blah. Shut the fuck up and just watch the fucking movie.
That's what I said about Ghostbusters.
Well, Ghostbusters looks bad to me. It has nothing to do with them being chicks. Just looks stupid. Star Wars was good.
It was, and it kept it canon.
And it kept it canon, and...
I just liked how there was so much action in this.
Yes,
in this
but film. Not too much. Like, Lucas put way too much action in that last movie that he did, and yeah. It was fucking awful. It was just in your face. Your brain can't...
It was just good action.
It was great in the dogfighting scenes, mm-hmm. and it looked realistic compared to... The other shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, and again, that's why that first Star Trek movie is so good. J.J. Abrams can do that.
The only thing that took me out of it even slightly was the fact that Carrie Fisher had so much Botox, she looked like an Ewok, like the mother of the
Ewoks.
She
did look bad.
But that was the only thing that kind of took me out of it, just here and there. But other than that.
Because you're going, holy shit.
And I was like, can she get these words through her lips?
I settled it with my brain by convincing myself that in some novel or a comic book, she'd had a stroke.
All right. Thank you, brain.
Yeah, we all make these deals.
Now, if you're going to break it down, I didn't really believe that they were Rilo's parents, because I would have liked to have seen a movie where maybe you see him fall. And you see them being his parents, but you can't do that, I guess.
Wasn't that what they're going to do with this next shit that's coming out, though?
How are they going to do that, Hans? I'm talking
about...
Because
they're going back in reverse.
Because the actors are so old, they couldn't do any kind of thing like that.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
They're having a young Han Solo.
Yeah, I saw the casting.
In what? Oh, that's going to be a series.
Yeah. Rogue One?
No, it's going to be a series. A TV series.
Yeah.
And Rogue One is set... it's before Star Wars. It's in between... Revenge of the Sith and A New Hope.
Right.
Because she's stealing the plans for the Death Star, and many Bothans died to get this information.
And she's probably Rey's mom, right?
No. Well, maybe. Who knows? But I think Rey, maybe. But Skywalker's her dad.
Right.
Gotta be.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
So, anyway, if you haven't seen it yet, go watch it if you're a Star Wars fan.
And also, do you think Boyega, what's his face? The Sam Jackson's character is his dad, because he has some force. He does have the force.
No, he doesn't. He didn't have any force.
And then he was able to get the.
That's not how the force works. That's not how the force works. But no. And besides, there's no way he was born Revenge of the Sith was 30 years before A New Hope.
Okay, my timeline's fucked up. Okay.
Yeah, so it'd have been 60 years. So
he's Lando's son, maybe?
Why does he have to be? They're the only black people in that entire galaxy. So he's got to... That's right. Gold 45.
Works every time.
Many Bothans died to bring you Finn. Anyway.
Do you think the Rancor is Jabba the Hutt's son?
I think so.
Right about now, I wish the bull would just run right through the wall.
Why?
I don't know.
So you can cut his testicles off.
Drink from him.
And take a selfie.
No, I just remember being a kid and getting so jacked whenever that commercial would come on and the fucking bull would come through.
Yeah. Wasn't that a Lowenbrow commercial?
No, it was Cole 45. Cool.
Works every time.
Works every time. What's Lowenbrow then?
That's the
is that
the
a lion?
Is the makers of it? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's the lion.
Yeah, lion.
I bought Lowenbrow one time.
Fuck that shit, Pabst Blue Ribbon.
And then there's the St. Pauli girl City. Chick with the
good stuff, man. Good stuff.
Rumplemints.
All right, we're going to do staff picks now.
Okay. Old Schlager.
Now I've said my pick about five times, so I'm going with Stranger Things on Netflix. Get into it. It's awesome.
Well, there's been 80s, a lot of chatter
retro.
About it.
Yeah. Winona Ryder's filmed here in Atlanta.
Oh, it was?
Yep. Oh, yeah?
I did not know that. I did know that the music. I love
it. Yeah, really good music.
But, you know, their whole thing with that was they wanted it to be all electronic because it's nostalgic and current. So what they did, but they took John Carpenter soundtracks.
John Carpenter.
Yeah.
It's very John Carpenter-esque and Steven Spielberg-esque.
Well, that's what they did is they took the soundtracks from The Fog and Escape from New York and they laid them over shots from E.T. to see if it would jive, and it did. So they were like, okay, we can do this.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. That's cool. The Duff Brothers, that's who's making
Duffer
it.
Brothers.
Yeah. The Duffer Brothers, yeah.
They wrote some of Wayward Pines last season, which was good. This season is a big piece of shit. Now I see why, because they have nothing to do with it.
I haven't seen that show ever.
I haven't watched it either.
There's some movie called Hidden that they put out last year now I really want to see it. It's some monster movie.
There's too much shit out there.
Yeah. This is good. This is good. It'll take you back.
Yeah.
Even the font on the show looks like a Stephen King book.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah. Totally.
So it's really cool. Check it out. We'll talk more about it. We all got to get caught up.
I'm going to get caught up. I'm in, baby.
Yeah.
All right. What's yours, Stephanie?
Mine is, it's the close-up with the Hollywood Reporter on Sundance Channel, 10 a.m. on Sundays.
Okay. Do tell.
I love the show. It started last year. I watched it last season. What they do, it's basically like James Lipton inside the actor's studio, mm-hmm. only there's no audience, and there's a whole round table of actors.
Okay.
So, you know, and of course, the people that conduct...
Like the John Favreau show that they had where they would just...
Dinner for Five?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, only this is not as goofy,
right.
You know, because Dinner for Five was more about them eating, carrying right. on or whatever. No, because, and he was also an actor and he was in the business.
Right.
This chick, and they'll have different hosts sometimes. Mm-hmm. They're innocuous to the whole thing. I mean, who cares about them? They'll ask a question and then you want to hear all the responses. Like last week, the round table was all comedic actors. You had Jeffrey Tambor, Anthony Anderson, Tony Hale.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, the round tables are fucking awesome.
Oh,
and
shit.
The stories that you hear, like, she'll give one question, and then you get the answer from everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds
and you,
cool.
Oh, it's so good, you guys. Last year, they did, I'm trying to think of, the drama actors last year was really good. They had Odenkirk, John Voight. And it's just the stories that you hear, and, like, you find out, like, all their struggles are kind of the same.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what, how old they are, where they came up. Last week, the Aziz Ansari, him and Rob Lowe were both on the comedic one last week.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, it was pretty funny because, like, Rob Lowe talked about how when he was, you know, all he could get cast as was the young hunk. And Aziz was like, oh, how fucking horrible for you. That's all you could ever do. It's so sad for you. I mean, but
yeah.
And Jeffrey Tambor, they were asking, what was, like, one of the worst things that ever happened to you? And he recalled when he was doing Shakespeare back in 1967 in some live play, and he got the Asian flu, and he shit his chainmail.
Oh.
And he had to go out on stage with a full load in his chainmail.
Oh.
Yeah, and do the scene, and he said the actor was, he could tell the actor could smell it, the audiences could smell it.
Oh,
and
my God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, holy but definitely, it's... Close Up with the Hollywood Reporter. It's not for everybody.
Where is it? Where can you see it?
It's on Sundance Channel at 10 a.m., but you can also watch it online if you go to sundancechannel.com. It's not for everybody, but it's for geeks, nerds like us that love this kind of shit. You will love it because
awesome.
It just gives you such an insight, and you just it's fun watching them because there is no audience there.
Yeah.
So they're not performing. They're really just having an open discussion.
Okay.
So it's very cool.
Yeah, that sounds great. That's it?
They're doing a podcast.
It,
on television.
And that's what I wrote, is it's like a visual podcast.
Yep.
It's my dream job. Like what we did with Dave Willis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anytime we have a guest or whatever,
right.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This would be my dream job, to just sit there and ask questions and listen.
Yeah.
But a visual podcast you can't watch while you're driving.
don't ask any of the questions that people from the podcast send you, though, in your email.
Hey, they were on the outline. Everybody could have jumped in. Don't just play
what
on
questions?
Me.
It's not
Steph,
on my,
no,
Steph didn't even get to her.
Questions. I don't have any damn. What
no,
you
I had about? A bunch of Dave Willis questions
Dave
that
Willis.
Got,
oh,
totally
well.
Got ignored.
Didn't get to.
I wasn't going to ask the Rockdale one because I'm sure he's been asked that before.
No, that was a funny question. You should ask that.
Well, hopefully he'll come back and you'll actually come next time.
Oh, he ain't coming.
There's
back.
Not some band in town that you get care more about.
Ugh.
Bare Naked Ladies are back.
Yeah, I saw Bare Naked Ladies a couple weeks ago, but Flight of the Conchords were awesome, man. Their banter on stage was hysterical. The new stuff is hysterical.
Who opened for him?
The old stuff. This guy, David O'Dottery. O'Dottery. Irish comedian.
David O'Dottery,
yeah.
Not
Look
Roger
him up on
Daltrey.
YouTube. He's funny.
Ira.
Oh, so I put James L. Brooks was on Mark Maron podcast.
What the fuck?
Right. Good one.
Of Simpsons?
I didn't realize of whatever, but I mean, he created Taxi, too.
Yeah, he's done a ton of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, he's done a zillion things. But, yeah, the Taxi stories were great. Mary Tyler Moore Show stories were great. Simpsons stories were great, obviously. But most of the Taxi stuff was he said, they're just talking about the casting and stuff, and DeVito comes into the casting room and says, hey, which one of you assholes wrote this shit? He said, I hired him on the spot.
That's great.
Yeah. Louis De Palma was a classic character, man.
Yeah.
So there's a lot I could get into, but just listen to it. On the Marin podcast, What the Fuck, James L. Brooks was, it might not be the latest one, but yeah, it's one of the...
Yeah, I'm going to look for it.
One of the latest ones. And then over the weekend, I was in Greenville, South Carolina for a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
You guys ever been?
Wasn't that where Tim went glamping?
No.
No.
But you were in Brevard, right?
Yeah.
Well, we ended up in Brevard. But Greenville is, I'll tell you what, man, it could be the new Asheville.
It's a mixed bag. There's a part of Greenville that...
Greenville?
Roll them up
Greenville,
and lock them.
It's only like 2 hours from here.
Yeah, I know where it is.
I'll tell you what, man, really great downtown. So if you
What's
go downtown,
buzz, by the way?
There's like a river that goes through what?
I don't know. Tim said he heard a buzz.
I think we're good.
Okay.
Yeah,
there's a river that's... runs right through the downtown, and there's
a river runs through it.
Yeah, totally. And there's like little waterfalls and rapids and stuff. And so there's this huge suspension bridge right in the middle of downtown. You can walk around on it, and there's like killer old parks down there. And then you know you go out to the streets, and it looks like I don't know. You know, it's like trees all lit up at night, and there's like great restaurants and
bars. Are there a bunch of dirty hippies walking around smoking weed?
Yes,
really.
And, no, they're saying they're like, look, it's like Asheville now, basically.
Do they have a lot of beer?
Yeah, there's lots
breweries.
Lots of great places
so
to eat.
Check that out.
You go on the corner. There's like little bands
Road
playing
trip.
On every corner, you know, and it's mostly like bluegrassy, you know, folky bands and stuff. And
you know, there's a TV station there that has the best Doppler radar in the.
Oh, really?
No, is that when you're driving north on 85 and you look to your left and it's all those crappy restaurants like California Dreamin' and the Roadhouse place, and they have the big Doppler radar billboard that's been there for 40 years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, okay, you know what I'm talking
Weather
about.
Weather nerd.
So where that giant peach is?
It's close
that's
to that.
Gaffney.
That's Gaffney, though.
Yeah. But anyway, so I reckon it's only 2 hours from here. Go take a weekend trip. It was really nice.
Tour the BMW factory.
We'll go up there and we'll do some glamping.
Mm-hmm. Go up to the, do some mining together. You and me, we'll get down in the mines. We'll mine.
No, we should do a road trip to Sonoy, though, and do a show from down there.
Yeah.
What'd you guys get to eat at Nick and Norman's?
Food.
I had the meatloaf.
You had the meatloaf?
I had a chicken burger.
That could have been tragic.
My pick this week is a movie called Eat That Question. It is a documentary, Frank Zappa in his own words. So, there's a couple things that you need to be. I don't think you need to be a fan of Zappa. You might need to be a fan of music. You might need to be a fan of eclectic music or avant-garde type shit, because he did a little bit of both, but he did rock and roll too. He did a little bit of everything.
You got to be what you be.
Yeah, be what you be. You are what you is.
Unless
you is what you am.
About it.
Yeah. That's right. Underneath, I know they're working on it, underneath Virginia. That's taking the classic You Are What You Is and putting it in Thingfish, which is awesome. Anyway, so this movie is just Zappa in his own words. So there are clips of interviews from over the years and a lot of archival footage and band footage.
So it's all found footage.
Who made this? Is it a fan that made it?
Well, I'm sure he is a fan, but I'll tell you the name of the filmmakers. It's Thorsten Schoot.
Oh, yeah, Thorsten Schoot.
Estelle Fallon, co-produced by Jochen Laub. I don't know how to say these names. Editor was Willibald Vonneberger.
Were any of these people at the screening you went to?
No, it was just me, John Mark, and Steve Goss, who was...
How many people were in the audience?
Used to work at Peach and then worked at NPR. Four.
Four were the only people at the
it
screening?
It was a screening at a Cinevision, which is a screening room only. It's
so it was a little tiny theater?
Yeah, it's just a screener. That's all it was, because it opens this weekend at Landmark Theater in Midtown. But... I guess this was made by some Germans, so that's I'm gonna go with that. And if you're really into Zappa, you know about the feud going on now between Dweezil and Ahmet, and you know the use of the name and money and all that.
Right.
I am not paying attention to any of that. I don't give a shit. But Dweezil is going to be at the Variety Playhouse on November 7th. I am going to go to that because he's really good. He's a guitar virtuoso.
Yeah.
He's just fantastic.
Well, I heard an interview with him recently.
He was recently on Marin. I want to listen to
Marin?
That.
Yeah.
I'm going to force myself to listen to Marin.
It's pretty crazy stuff.
I don't know why you don't like Marc Maron, dude.
I don't either.
He was a dick to him.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's it.
So where was I? Oh, this movie. And it's just documentaries. I mean, it's just a documentary of footage of him and interviews, and it goes from the first time he was on TV, which was the Steve Allen Show when he's a kid and he's playing a bicycle, and you can see that on YouTube, but it's better in the movie. It goes all the way through him being in the 60s and 70s, making, 500 Motels.
Yeah.
You ever see that movie?
No, but I know of it.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
What's the name of the issue?
Eat That Question, and it picks up in the 80s. You remember when he would go in front of Congress and testify against the PMRC labeling, and that's when he kind of became a hero to our generation.
Right. It was a clean cut.
Yeah, he did have short hair.
Yeah.
And then you see him directing and writing his classical pieces, and then you see him right before he died of prostate cancer. So there's no like happy beginning and no happy ending. It's just interview to interview, and it's pretty cool. So if you're into that kind of thing, check it out.
See, I've never been a Zappa fan, but I've always respected him a lot, and I've always liked him in interviews and stuff. So, yeah, I dig it.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. I guess there are some Zappa fans who like the older Zappa. They're fans that like the later Zappa, and they're fans that like all Zappa.
Right.
And I kind of like a little bit of everything.
Right. Yeah, see, every time I talk to a Zappa fan, and I'm like, I'm not really. They're like, no, you got to listen to this one, man. You got to. And then I talk to another Zappa fan, and they're like, no, not those albums. You got to listen to this one and this. So it's like, well, I don't even know where to start.
I like Dweezil when he was a VJ on MTV.
Do you remember he had like a hit song in the 80s? He had a video that they played all the time.
Yeah, what was
that
song? I do
remember. You're really a Christ. I don't remember.
Moon Unit?
Yeah, Moon Unit had that song. Gag Me With A Spoon or anything.
Well, that was his. That was Frank. It was called Valley Girl.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember he had a song.
I'm too tired to Google anything right now. But yeah, Dweezil Zappa had a video. And he was a VJ on MTV for a while. And he was young, and now he's older, and he looks just like his dad. That's my pick, though, for this week.
Pick it, man.
Valley Girl.
Mm-hmm. You want me to read a couple of reviews?
Oh.
We have a couple of reviews.
Yes, read them.
Okay, this one is from Tiffany. It says, Radio's Rule,
Wait,
five
Red
stars.
Box Troll.
Huh? No.
No? No voices?
No.
It's not your monkey, Ira.
That's right.
Well,
Radio's
some
Rule
voices hurt.
By Tiffany. I've been listening to Tim Andrews on the radio for many years. When I heard he had a podcast, I had to check it out. From the 80s pop references to recent recaps of Game of Thrones, you can't miss this weekly podcast. Love Tim's impersonations. Can totally relate to Steph and her love for Eastbound and Down.
Look at you.
I drive for my job, and thank you all for keeping me entertained. I look forward to Thursdays.
Oh, thank you, Tiffany.
Look forward to you listening.
Yeah, you're awesome.
Come pick us up in your Uber.
This one comes from Mad Dog Georgia 546. Keeps me laughing. 5 stars. Tim Andrews and his team put on a great show every time. Tim Andrews' imitations are fantastic. That's
period.
Short but sweet. Exclamation point.
Hunker down and write a review yourself on iTunes. Give us as many stars as you feel we deserve.
Yeah, we'll rate your reviews.
And when you do that, go ahead and put in there who you'd like me to do, or Tim to do.
Not you. Tim's out in the other room right now.
That's right. Masturbating.
He's doing himself.
But yes, you can review us on iTunes. Also, check out our Facebook page, which is, surprisingly, Radio Labyrinth. So you can check us out online at Radio Labyrinth or on Twitter at @radio_labyrinth. We now have an Instagram page, which is shockingly called Radio Labyrinth.
Perfect.
You can find us there, but there's no underscore needed. Oh, God, what else do we have? We have some guests coming up this week. We have
next week
big-time Dragon Con preview show with Dan Carroll, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yay!
And, you know, I want to find out a little bit more about cosplay, please.
Do you?
Yes, I want to know where
I can't just dive in.
I don't want to do it. I want to know where I can look at it.
Tim wants to volunteer to be a judge for the cosplay competition.
Yeah, but the one at night.
Yeah.
I wonder how many preacher people are going to be there this year.
You know, that's
going to be some arse faces. That would be an intense costume, right?
Yeah, it would be. What would you have to do? You just have to go like this.
Oh, there'll be a million preachers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That'll be an easy one.
Yeah, you could just get that shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Western style shirt and the collar.
Royal beard.
Oh, Tim, you should go as Jackie Earl Haley.
Yeah, shave your head.
No, I'm not doing that.
Oh, come on, that'll be good.
You already got a high and tight. You might as well just go the rest of the way and shave it.
No, not doing that. Not doing that. So that's all of our social media. You can check us out there. You can hear me every Sunday, 12 to 3 on WSB AM. It's the Von Hessler Doctrine with Eric Von Hessler. And guess what? We have some t-shirts now. You can get yourself a Radio Labyrinth t-shirt courtesy of tblaster.com. But you don't have to go to their site, right? You just go to our Facebook page where I have shared a link to it. And it's also on my personal Facebook page. You can go there. We are doing a t-shirt blast. It starts tonight. It ends on the 31st. And when they're gone, they're gone. We'll have 50 female, 50 male. And we'd love it if you buy some of our shirts.
We're going to have to go on there and get our own fucking
shirts. And this company, by the way, T-Blast. Yeah, I would buy you one if I could. T-Blaster is a local company, so I tried to find a place I could support locally, and I got turned on to them by Sean Gardner down at Mary Todd. So
T-Blaster is not Sean. About Adam Driver coming on Lena Dunham's.
No, not at all. Not at all.
It's not T-Blaster in there?
Nope. With his T-Saber. Speaking of Mary Todd, I'd like to say thank you. The show, again, is brought to you by Mary Todd Hairdressing Company for the finest haircut you'll ever have. Go online to marytoddhaircode.com. Look around, check out the product, book an appointment online. I work Tuesday through Saturday, so if you want me to wash your hair, I'll be there. You know what? I'll even wash your hair, you know, like I just said, because I'll do it in character. Any character you want, even Curtis Washington.
I think that's great. If we could do, if we did the show there, maybe we could do the show at their salon sometime, and then Lisa could do my hair while we're doing the show.
Oh, that would be
I don't know that Lisa does hair.
Oh, I thought she did hair.
Well, she used to work at 313.
I want Mary Todd to do my hair.
Oh, okay.
We'll find out, because she'll listen to this, and she'll tell me.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize.
Tim could lather up my head while we're...
Yeah, that sounds so that's disgusting. I don't want to lather up your head.
All right. I'm just going to shave your head with some clippers.
You can get a shave down there, by the way. If you've never had a hot lather shave and you're a dude.
Down there?
Yeah.
Down there?
No, not down there. Down on Carroll Street in Cabbage Town, which is where Mary Todd Hairdressing Company is.
By the Jack Daniel statue.
By the Jack Daniel statue. By the Stacks and Cabbage Town Lofts. But, yeah, you can get a hot. They have two barbers down there who can do Jumpy or Luciano. They can do the straight razor shave, the hot strap, and towels and stuff.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Come
on. Where, on your chin?
Oh, yeah, dude. You know, I've got way too much testosterone.
Get out of here.
Oh, for real. If I let it go, I'd look like Abe Lincoln.
You would not look. Speaking of Mary Todd, I see what you're saying. Hey, there you go. But, yeah, there you go. Go online and make an appointment.
I think it's mostly the hat, that stovepipe hat that you're wearing.
Yeah. And the fact that you freed the slaves.
I would have abolished it.
I would have, too. I mean, Jesus Christ, who wouldn't have in this day and age?
We just name a lot of people.
I just feel like a lot of people need to say that. We just really need to put
that
out there right now.
Slavery needs to run its course, okay? I mean, we know good slaves. We know bad slaves. Slaves who listen, slaves who don't. Okay? If they come up north, they got to go back. Dred Scott. Good law, good decision.
I would like to say that my husband,
oh,
wonderful
Jesus.
Human being.
I'd like to say my husband, Donald Barack Obama.
I was not born in Kenya. I was born in Hawaii. Just let me make that clear.
Go back to Hawaii.
Yeah, go back to Hawaii. He's not going to win. Don't worry, Jeff. Gary Johnson all day long, baby.
Gary Johnson.
Go ahead, throw your vote.
He's at 13%, right? So if he gets 15%, he gets into the debates, which means, yeah.
And he should. Gary Johnson says, have your guns and your drugs.
I like him. I like what he has to say.
I like it just fine.
Here's Mike Pence.
I already wasn't going to watch the debates, so.
You won't watch the debates? Oh, they're going to be so much fun.
If they get Gary Johnson, and I'll watch them.
Even
if they don't
like, Hillary versus Trump? Come on, it's going to be the funniest thing ever.
Only if Bernie's moderating it.
No. Pure entertainment. All right, anybody else got anything they want to plug?
Nah.
Nah, Jeff?
Nah.
Steph?
Nope.
Ira?
Go to twofacesradio.com, and on Facebook, go to the Two Faces Radio Podcast Network page. I'm always updating stuff on there too about all the podcasts, so please like that one. Thank you.
Yeah, welcome, Ira.
That's it.
All right.
Bring all your glasses and your shoes.
So you have them. Until next week, please remember to
keep it canon
and eat Better Made Special Barbecue Flavor Chips.
Two Faces Radio.